Let us hear a word of God written in the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, on the end. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Amen. Dear Commilitones, if someone is going over the street, he has not only to look to the left, otherwise he runs into a car coming from the right hand. So also a Christian must not see only the danger from one side, otherwise he succumbs to the opposite danger. Therefore, St. Paul warns us against a danger of two sides and admonishes us, be steadfast, but be not at a standstill. How can we follow both admonitions at the same time? Can we stand fast and at the same time be moving? Yes, we can. That is seen, for example, in a sound tree. It stands fast at one place, and at the same time it is moving. It grows, blossoms, and bears fruits. It couldn't grow and bear fruits if it wouldn't be rooted fast in the earth. Therefore, the first admonition of Paul is this: be steadfast, steadfast in the faith in Jesus Christ. But this is only possible if we are holding fast to the word of our God and Savior. May others laugh and say, how can you be so old-fashioned and respect every word of the Bible as a word of God? You must go with the time and not be so immovable. St. Paul says the opposite. Be steadfast, immovable. Did you hear? Immovable. But on the other hand, be not at a standstill, but be moving, always abounding in the work of our Lord. What is the work of the Lord? That we see in the next chapter, where St. Paul says about Timothy, he is doing the work of the Lord, as I am. But like St. Paul and like Timothy, we also cannot do the work of the Lord if we are not steadfast in the faith in Jesus Christ and don't stand immovable on his word. and under his word. Otherwise, we do not the work of our Lord, but our own work. And that is in vain. Only in the Lord is our labor not in vain. Even if we don't see it, that is the fruits which he brings forth through our ministry. For the promise of our Lord is true. Amen.